want to do a separate talk about this. So you're developing internet control Christmas lights. It's only July, John.
Yeah, you have to start. There's about 16,000 lines of code that actually go into clicking a button and turning a light on. And so I can give you a demo in a few minutes if I get it set up. There's kind of some speculation of whether it'll go on or not, because my dad's like, you're not putting them outside, so they'll probably be on my desk or something.
Hang on, so you were going to put all the Christmas lights outside the house?
Down on the shed, yeah. Because we can't, you know.
Well, boo, Dad, let him put them on the shed.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to try and persuade him. I mean, we've got like 7 months. So, no, 7 months.
Five?
5 months.
Oh, see? See, I beat you at maths. Yeah. So, in theory then, this internet control lights, that means that I could be on holiday and I could control my Christmas lights at home on the internet.
No, you'd be able to control my Christmas lights. It's very technologically... It's doable, it's just very hard to implement, because you have to say, you know, if you click this button, send this command to here, and then from that computer send the command to the control board, from the control board to the lights.
But would you look at developing that and selling that? Because that's to me, do you know what I mean, it's like a great, because have you seen the fish tanks that can be controlled from everywhere?
There's a lot of technology actually that is consumer grade already that you can control either over the internet from a computer or from your phone. I use a system here called Home Easy, which allows me to turn stuff on and off. And they actually do an SMS module for that. So I could text message my bedroom and say, turn the TV off, and it'll turn the TV off. Or that's actually a TV, that's a monitor.
You've got all that in place now?
Yeah, it's about £250, I think, I've spent on implementing it all. But there's another technology called X10, which is slower but superior in the amount of stuff you can get. You can get sensors, temperature sensors, even stuff for your blinds to close them, and you can do all of that, and it's readily available, and you can even do speech recognition on that. And
you really are just a complete guru on the whole gadgets and everything, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I really do enjoy technology. It's where the passion is.
Brilliant, that's fantastic. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Nope.
Can I just say thank you as well? It's been a pleasure.
Sure.